Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to season 5 of the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I literally didn't think we'd ever make it this far, but I am so freaking excited for this new season. So many things are changing. We're just going to be having so much more amazingness throughout the show. As you guys can already tell, we have a brand new intro that I'm so excited about. And yeah, it's just going to be an amazing season. I hope you guys stick around. There's new episodes every Tuesday and Friday at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So really, you get lots and lots of content every single week, and it's incredible. So today we are going to be talking about why selling in a pandemic scares the absolute shit out of me. I'm sure a lot of you guys are feeling the same way, but I feel like nobody really is addressing it online. So I figured I would. So let's get into the episode. If you guys didn't know, I have been working hard on some things in my business, like my content template membership, the Amelie Society, and just general new projects, promotions, things of that nature. And something that absolutely terrifies me is being able to sell it in this weird time we're in during this pandemic that we're living through. We've been in it for 2 months now, and it's still going. There's no word on how long it'll go for. It could go till the end of the summer, till the end of fall, even into next year. Nobody knows, and it's terrifying. It's changing so much about our world, about the economy, about our countries and the way they operate, and it scares me. I'm not gonna lie, I'm completely terrified of what's gonna happen and how everything will change, how the November elections are gonna be. It's all crazy. That being said, there's something that a lot of us, business owners, creatives, have to do during this time in order to just survive, and that is launch and sell during this time to people who might be having some issues, who might not be getting money because they've been laid off because their jobs are in person only. It's hard. I understand that. I know everybody's struggling with it, and it's scary doing that. Like, you could say something along the lines of there's no reason not to get it, and then realize that there is a reason. A lot of people are like strapped for money. They're not having the same income they were having before all this happened. They might not have an income at all. And just finding the right way to target and sell is extremely, extremely hard. It's something I have been struggling with since the beginning of April. It's something I struggled with through the last round of the Biz Babe bundle giveaway and through the first launch of the Amelie Society, my content template membership. And it's something I still continue to struggle with as I work on other things for my business. If you guys are like me, you're probably like staring at your computer, all the projects you're working on, and thinking, how the fuck can I sell this and not seem insensitive or like an absolute shit person? And my answer is to just do it. It's something that you will have to work through mentally, emotionally, and like physically to do. It's something where you'll have to pivot the way you talk about it, your copy, the voice behind whatever you're trying to sell. You can't sell it the same way you would when we're not in a pandemic. You have to shift and realize, like, here's what's going on in the world. Here's how it's going to affect my business and my ideal clients. Here's how I'm going to change it and make it so that it doesn't sound as bad or hurt myself when I put it out into the world. So when I started the content template membership, it was originally going to be at a higher price at I was going to talk a lot about having it on different platforms, creating for different platforms, and then when the whole pandemic hit, I was like, okay, I need to cut down the price of it. I need to make it so it's as affordable as possible, and the way to edit the templates and everything is as affordable as possible. So it took some time to like figure out exactly what that was, and I changed my plan. Originally, it was going to be Adobe templates and things of that nature. But I realized that, like, with everything going on, a lot of people are canceling their Adobe memberships. I canceled my Adobe membership. We talked about this, and I was going to get it back to do this template membership because that's so widely used. And it's something that just people are cutting out when they don't need it. So I decided to pivot it and create it with Affinity Designer, which is the amazing Adobe alternative I have been using. And it's a fraction of the cost. It's a one-time payment that is really just such a good purchase for any creative, which is my audience. So I pivoted it that way. I cut the membership price so much. It was originally going to be $49 just for what I'm offering, like just for the base. And I decided to cut it to $7. So I was like, okay, $49 is kind of insane to ask of people, but $7 is not. It's something that a lot of people will be like, it's the same, it's cheaper than Adobe, it's cheaper than Canva, it's cheaper than doing those graphic design softwares they're using. So it really is saving them money in the long run. And that's what I did. I cut it, and it honestly helped bring on a lot of people. They were like, this is a great value, this is why, this is so much better than having to pay as much money as I was for Adobe and Canva. I was able to cut it in half and only have a one-time payment instead of monthly subscriptions to multiple places, and it was a whole thing. I was glad I did that, but at the same time, it was terrifying when I made those changes. I didn't know if they would work. I didn't know if they would hit the right people or if they would think, oh, it's not worth it, it's not enough, and things like that. And that's a fear that you're going to have to get through, and something that is really easier to get through than you think it is. I didn't realize that when I went into it. I was just like, holy shit, how do I do this? Will this be okay? And the day I launched the society at the end of April, I almost was hyperventilating. I was so nervous. I was like, what if this doesn't work? What if this doesn't work? What if this doesn't work? What if I spent so much time on this? What if I created all these plans, created the sales funnel, the freebie, all of that, and it doesn't work? So when I finally got that first sale, I was like, oh my God, this works. Then another, and another, and another. And slowly it was like, okay, this is working. This is good. And it helped make me much less nervous for the next launch of the membership, which is round two, the May drop, which is actually what I'm working on this week because it drops on Friday. If you're listening to this the day it drops or the week it drops. And coming at it now, it's like, okay, I know this works for people. A lot of people love the value, love the templates, and are already using it in their business. So it's something where I can say, here's why people are loving it. Here's why you will love it. Here's why it's the best option for you. And I could just put it out there and not have to worry. And I know some of you are like, I can't do that. I still have things to do. I still have to work through these fears. And honestly, just do it. If you want to do something, figure out first, like, what price point works for my audience who are affected by this pandemic. What can I give them at maybe a lesser value to still bring them in and create clients out of them? And is it worth it to cut the price so that they can still get it even though it is during a pandemic? And will it still benefit me in the end? Once you figure those things out and you make your necessary adjustments, they really aren't that much you have to do. Usually it's just cut the price a little and like change some of the words you use in your copy so that it targets them better instead of making it sound like there's no issue. Like relying on the fact that there is an issue and pointing out why it does work with what's going on and why it's worth it. Once you do that, it's really, really going to be easy to just put it out into the world and talk about it. Talk about why you struggled with putting it out, why you think it's a good idea, how the pandemic's affecting you, and why you decided to create this offer for them. And just do it. Like, I don't know how many times I can say it before you listen to it. Just do it. Just launch it. Just put it out there. Just sell it. You honestly aren't going to hurt anyone by putting it out there. Sure, they might feel a little attacked by the copy, but the only person you're hurting by keeping it in and not launching it is yourself and your business. So if you want to do it, go launch it. Do it now. And okay, I know I sound so like, you need to do it, you need to do it, you need to do it. But believe me, it still scares the living shit out of me. I'm still terrified to launch and to put this out there in the world and maybe not get enough signups or not make it worth my while to have it. So having this option, like, so having the options I've done and the things I've done to make it what it is has really, really, really helped. The best thing you can do is just have that mindset where, like, I can do this, I can work through the issues, I can change what I need to change and put it out there, and everything will be okay. So keep that in mind as you try and sell during a pandemic to your audience who is affected by it. Because let's be honest, all of us are affected by this. It's affecting all of our businesses, whether it's affecting us directly or it's affecting us monetarily through our clients not being able to afford our services anymore, or through our audiences maybe growing or shrinking for whatever reason. So just keep that in mind. Okay. I just talked to you all. Don't know if any of that made sense to you. If it did, thank you. I'm glad. Let's go take our ad break and then get into the rest of the episode. So, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, this week we are relaunching the Amelie Society with the new May content, and I am so incredibly excited to put out this gorgeous, gorgeous content for you. There are 10 brand new social media templates. There's a brilliant and beautiful guide opt-in template where it's just text-heavy and gorgeous. You can add in a bunch of different like infographics, and it's incredible, and I love it. There's also a brand new brand identity kit, so you can go and edit it and create your own logo, font, palette, all that stuff. And finally, there is our bonus template, which, drum roll please, is a YouTube starter kit. So inside you have 5 YouTube thumbnail templates, you have a channel banner that is gorgeous, like drool worthy, and you have an end screen template that you can edit and customize to match the rest of your brand identity and content, so you can create a beautiful one-of-a-kind social media feed that is just streamlined across all of your platforms. So if you guys want to join the Amelie Society, you can do so by checking out the link in the description of this episode or heading to canyonmooncreative.com/society. You can get join and get everything for $7 a month for a limited time only. Once this drop is over, the price goes up to $17. So if you want to lock in this super, super, super low price, do so now. You can check it out once again at canyonmooncreative.com/society. I am so excited for this launch. It comes out on Friday, May 15th. If you're listening to this after the fact, you can still go and purchase. The price has gone up though, so keep that in mind. But honestly, it is so incredibly worth it. All of these amazing affinity designer templates are yours for the taking for just $7. So what are you waiting for? Check out the link in the description episode and join the Amelie Society now. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Okay guys, so like I have a new ad for you. I know, you're like, oh my god, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten 2 deliveries from them because I have a bi-weekly and I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever. You can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing. Check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode.
Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's just, it's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track.
This week's small creator shout out goes to one of my Amelie Society members. I am so excited. They have already been doing so much. But this week's small creator shout out goes to Nerve Creative Media. Alyssa is basically a creative guru and so on social media. She helps clients with coaching, courses, marketing, and content creation. Basically everything you could possibly need. I have had such a pleasure being able to talk to her and help her out with her business and creating content and just showing up as her full brand. She uses the Amelie Society to create templates for herself because for her business, she creates templates for a lot of other people as her job, but she doesn't have time to create for herself. So she uses the Amelie Society templates to create easy, quick content for herself that she could just put out on social media and not worry about wondering if it's going to convert or not because they're all proven to do so. But if you want to check out her amazing profile and see how freaking awesome she is, you can follow her on Instagram at nerve_creative_media. You'll find the link down below. And yeah, go follow her. This week's small creator shout out, one last time, is Alyssa from Nerve Creative Media. As always, this week's song of the week is one that I have just found myself jamming out to recently. It's basically been on repeat. As you guys know, that's just how all my music goes. So this week's song of the week is Worse by New Hope Club. It is a freaking bop. I absolutely love it. It's high energy. The beater is just great. And I could listen to it literally all day. If you want to check it out, you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to music. And if you want to listen to the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, head on over to Spotify. There's a link in the description of this episode. And you can go listen to all of the music that has ever been featured in the podcast. Once again, this week's song of the week is Worse by New Hope Club. So that is it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you got some sort of information from it, and if not, you just enjoyed hearing my voice and taking a little break from your day to listen to something entertaining, educational, and fun. If you guys like this episode, it would be so appreciated if you can go on to Apple Podcasts and give this a 5-star rating and leave us a review telling us how much you love the show, or even give us a 1-star rating and tell us how much you hate the show. We don't mind. Ratings help us reach a bigger audience so we can share this amazing content with other people, and we would just so appreciate it if you could give us a rating and be incredible, incredible people. If you guys want to stay up to date on everything about the podcast, you can head to our Instagram at Canyon Moon Creative Co. or Instagram.com/Canyon Moon Creative Co. It's linked in the description of this episode. You can follow us there. We often post about the podcast, what's going on, ask you questions to be featured in recent episodes or in upcoming episodes. And yeah, it's just so much fun. Join us there. You can also see all of our other content that you'll love and learn from. And it's a great experience. Also, if you guys want to be featured in Friday's episode of the podcast, head on over to our Instagram or join our Facebook group, the Creative Biz Babe community. It's linked in the description of this episode. And leave us some questions about the Amelie Society and creating content. We want to feature as many, many, many people as we possibly can. So leave us all of your questions and we will get back to you in that episode. And we'll make sure to give you a shout out. So leave us your links and we will feature you and link you in the description of the episode. So yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be back next week, or no, not next week, Friday with a brand new episode. Bye.